Some people are saying that the Kariba constitution is the same constitution of 2000 that has been corrected by the MDC and the bloody ZANU-PF.
That is nonsense. Rubbish. Ooh. You know, that's the most stupid thing that anybody can say.
But Baba Mnini, what is wrong with making the reasons why the 2000 draft constitution was rejected by the people a major talking point in these discussions?
Because the Kariba draft constitution is not a revision, a corrected version, or an amendment of the 2000 draft constitution. The Kariba draft is a result of brand new thinking by people representing the three political parties in the inclusive government.
The truth here is...
Please go and get us some drinks for kitchen.
No, not yet. Let me answer these questions. I won't have time. Drinks will confuse us.
The truth here really is that by simply stating why the 2000 draft constitution was rejected by the people will not suffice. You'll have to go on then and state who led that campaign to have the 2000 draft constitution rejected by the people.
That is nonsense, foolish, and reactionary thinking of student leaders.
I'm no longer a student.
You still think like a reactionary student leader. We have excluded themselves from the people-led making process so that you can join other reactionary organizations in campaigning against the people's constitution.
Mama Mnini, please cool
down.
No.
His thinking is always on the negative. Negative comments, negative outbursts, negative attitudes, negative views, negative.
All this expensive noise about the need for a new constitution is not worth anything when you cannot use the current constitution.
What is that supposed to mean?
Let's face it, Mkwasha. People have cut copper wires, forcing electric trains to stop functioning and the railway system to collapse. Tons and tons of copper wires have been shipped out of the country, leaving many areas without electricity.
What has that got to do with the writing of the new constitution, Atisha?
Baba Mnini, what he's trying to say is if you cannot use the current constitution to prevent the assets and infrastructure of the country from being vandalized, then why write a new constitution?
People who steal telephone cables, electrical cables from railways and oil from generators are enemies of the state.
No. Titus, Susan, during the rule of the Rhodesian government, no one could do that because we were completely in charge using the constitution, its laws, its structures.
Now I get it. The Rhodesian who never accepted the rule of the black government is now talking.
No, Mkwasha. I'm speaking like any Zimbabwean concerned
you
about.
You are not concerned about the people of Zimbabwe or their constitution.
No.
You are still living in Rhodesia.
No.
An independent Rhodi.
Please, no. Baba Mnini, cool down.
No. Why this thing in hell should I be made to listen to a Rhodi? Ian Douglas Smith resurrected and hoping to cause confusion among us and rulers. Never!
No, you guys, please stop this madness. Will you listen to each other for once? What is wrong with you?
No, Susan. A kefa is a kefa. Who die is a kefa.
We do not need the views of the Rhodes in the writing of our constitution. Full stop.
I'm not a roadie. I'm a Zimbabwean who has got a right to speak.
Please, Budikani, cool down.
No, Sisi. Let me correct Mkwasha. I'm a war veteran like you.
What? A war veteran?
I fought in the war like you, Mkwasha.
You are not our war veteran.
Yes, I am.
You fought against the people of Zimbabwe.
No.
You fought against us.
Yet I fought in the Second World War, would I be
we
a
are
war
talking about the war of liberation. The war that liberated the people. You fought against us, and you cannot be called by any of our names, ex-combatants, war veterans, ex-mujibas, or anything of that sort.
But you fought against each other after independence for years, and you had many people called dissidents. You accepted them as war veterans. Why?
Why am I wasting my precious time discussing with this stupid? Why should I tolerate you, man?
Because I have a right, like any Zimbabwean, to talk about what should be in the new constitution, how to govern, how to be in charge, how to use the constitution.